Hello.
Welcome to Spotlight, beaming Easter artistic joy across the Isle of Man.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
This evening, it's all about the art and something of an Easter art special. We head down to the Villa Arcade for a sneak preview of this year's Isle of Man Art Society Easter Art Exhibition, then head up north to hear how art has combined with bees. Remember, do get in touch with any creative, artistic endeavours you might be involved in planning, hoping to create, or would really like to put in the spotlight. This programme. Poetic, theatrical, musical, literary, ceramic, sculpture, drag, film, art today, social media, digital, etc. Drop me a line, Howard Kane with an E at maxradio.com or spotlight@maxradio.com. Let's hear from you. Let's get you on the show. Lots of people are doing it, or more people are doing it. Why don't you become one of them? So, brushes at the ready. We are celebrating visual art today. And first off, I headed down to the Villa Arcade just down the road here late yesterday afternoon to have a sneak preview of one of the Isle of Man Easter's regular events, as it has been for more years than I care to remember, the Isle of Man Art Society Easter Art Exhibition.
Hi, I'm Linda Quirk, Secretary of the Isle of Man Art Society. Welcome to our 2026 exhibition.
Brilliant, and it's looking good already. Just the finishing touches now?
Yeah, we've got the cards printed, which is the second to last objective. We're putting those out and making sure we've matched all the information correctly for the wonderful artwork that we've got in. And then next is printing the catalogue. So yeah, nearly there.
What sort of entry this year?
We've 356 pieces, a mixture of 3D and 2D, and I think it was 90-ish artists have submitted items this year, so it's a great show. Busier than last year,
that's mm-hmm. a really good sign. Mm-hmm. And you do get, so this is again all members of the Isle of Man Art Society, and some I assume new members and relatively inexperienced artists, right the way through to people who might have been exhibiting for as long as we've been watching.
Yeah, we've got a complete mix, and we're inundated with new membership this year, which is fantastic. So as soon as we start advertising, there's an influx, and I'm always amazed about finding new creative people on the island. It's quite amazing. We definitely draw creative people to the Isle of Man. We've got about 35 new members, and we've probably got about half of them submitting this year, which is amazing.
You've got a piece in yourself, I believe.
I have managed to do some pieces this year, yes. I've got a couple of fish, ceramic fish, and hopefully they'll people will like those.
And who chooses what goes in and what doesn't?
We are open to all types of art. One of the key things is the presentation, so that's really what we're looking for, is that something looks nice for a customer come along and purchasing it and taking it home.
And again, usually, and just looking around, I can see tickets going up now, the majority of the works here are for sale.
Yeah, I think we've done quite well this year, and there's only a handful that aren't for sale, but they're definitely worth coming in and seeing the hard work that's gone into preparing those.
And how long does it take to actually, I know it takes, you're down here for several days, setting the actual exhibition up. Is the sort of the work behind the scenes, does that go on for several weeks, months?
Yeah, well, we start thinking about it the year before. We start action in January. We will decide what venue we're having, approach sponsors and that type of thing. And then it's kind of just gets faster and faster. So there's lots to do up until the very end.
And it does seem to be increasing in popularity. I know that last year, when it came down to the preview, it was very busy, and you're saying this year, if anything, it's busier than that.
It does sound that, and we're amazed, delighted, and just, we're so pleased. Ramsay Crew Crawl are great supporters. They've been supporting us now since 2021, which was at Braddon Church Halls, and this is our fifth time at the back in the Villa Marina Arcade, and we're delighted that they can sponsor us again. It's great, and they put on a fantastic preview for their clients.
And again, so we're talking about preview tomorrow, which is a Thursday evening, and then if people want to come down to see the actual exhibition itself?
We're open 10 a.m. Last year we had a little queue at the door, which was very very flattering. 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and that's for the 4-day Easter weekend. We've got an amazing raffle. If you want raffle tickets, we draw that on the 5 p.m. on the Monday, but they're available on site for the duration.
Terrific, and we can hear noises going on as work goes on around us as we're talking, and some of the artists here, I don't know if we can have a quick word with one or two of them. Someone very busy, I know, artist and clearly very busy actually helping to organise the exhibition. Just like to introduce yourself.
Oh, hi, I'm Deborah Moyadin, and I'm one of the sculptors who's got some things in the exhibition this year.
Brilliant, and as you say that, just in front of you, there's a wonderful ceramic frog with an umbrella. This is one of yours?
Yes, it is. I've donated it as one of the prizes for the raffle.
Oh, wow. Does he have a name, or does the piece have a name?
I haven't given him a name yet. That's up to the person that wins.
Oh, brilliant. So just tell us about your work. So you work mostly in ceramics, or 2D, 3D?
Usually 3D and ceramics. I prefer that. I'm a clay head. That's what you call yourself. But, yeah, I like making different sorts of things, nothing in particular, just whatever takes my fancy at the time. Yeah. And give it a go.
And what drew you into ceramics rather than sort of pastels or working 2D?
I initially came with a friend of mine to see what it was like, and I just love the feel of the clay, the textures, and just seeing what comes out when you make something and how it fires and how the glazes go, because you can never guarantee how it's going to come out unless the clay gods decide it's okay. So.
And you've been roped in, or I know I'm saying roped in, you might have volunteered to actually do a lot of the work which goes into these sort of exhibitions behind the scene.
Yeah, I joined the Art Society and became a committee member so I could help out more often. I like to get involved, be a bit more hands-on and be a bit more supportive in that way. So, yeah, I really enjoy it.
And there does seem to be a great market, doesn't there? There seem to be a lot of people, just as a lot of great artists on the island, there equally seem to be loads of people who love to see the local art scene and indeed buy the art for their own homes.
Yes, there is. It's very, very nice here because a lot of people are very interested. And also some people come along and they decide they want to have a go. So then they'll come to us and have a little dabble and see what they think. And some prefer painting, some prefer sculpture. It just depends on what takes your fancy at the time.
And do you ever have, when you make some of the pieces, because I think if I was sort of skilled enough to make some of the things I see, I think I wouldn't want to let it go.
Yes and no, if I did that with everything I'd have a house full. So, yeah, there's some pieces I do like, but it's also nice that somebody else appreciates them and would like to have them in their home. That's really nice.
That's lovely. Well, listen, I'll let you crack on because you're busy doing the ticketings. And, yes, enjoy the exhibition. Hopefully see you there.
Yeah.
We'll go and see who else we can nabble in the corner. Look, there's another artist over here. We just cross over to the other side of the gallery. Lots of great paintings left and right as they're just finishing off. And hello, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, hi, I'm Temmie James.
And exhibiting, obviously, today?
Yes, I am, my first exhibit.
Oh, great. And so what media do you work in normally?
Oil on canvas, mostly, yes. I've been painting for many years, but just for friends and family, and this is the first exhibit I've taken part in.
Oh, wow. So was that nerve-wracking?
Very nerve-wracking, yes, because you really are putting yourself out there.
Yeah, it would be, I suppose, isn't it, if it's the first time out. So, and where is your piece then? Can we see it?
So are
we
just behind it?
Oh, wow. Before the Roar, and it's just a full-on close-up of a lion's head. So what inspired this then? Well, obviously a lion, but anything more than that?
It's not very deep for me. If I see a picture, something I think would make a really good painting, I find it easy to paint. And that's basically what I do. If I see a picture that I think deserves to be painted or should be painted,
Then you do it.
Go ahead, I do it, yes.
Yeah. And what drew you first into actually art? Was it something for your own satisfaction?
I did art at school, okay. But mostly pens and sketching, and then I never thought I could paint until about 10 years ago. A friend of mine suggested we do a course on the island, and I just discovered I absolutely love painting, and it's just grown from there.
Wow.
Yes, and then I've started doing my own framing now, so I've got a framing business, which all ties together.
Yeah, yeah.
And
here we are. Here we are, lovely frame, lovely setting off the lovely lion inside. And yeah, you'd be sad to see him go, that if he goes, doesn't
yeah,
he? I think he's
is.
Yeah, I mean, he's very, you, like a lot of these pieces, you look around and you think it's got to go in the right sort of place, isn't it, for maximum impact of these sort of pieces. We've got one up here as well, so we've got another one.
More traditional
This is very different.
Scene, very different, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so we're going straight from Africa to, as you say, somewhere in the home counties here or something. Yeah, wow. Well, you're spreading, yeah, absolutely, inspiration across the way. So how long do you actually work on pieces? I take it different amounts of time for different pieces.
Oh, it's as much as I'm enjoying it. If I'm enjoying it, I can do it quite quickly. Otherwise, I tend to come in and out and go back two paintings, but they could take from a couple days to a good couple weeks.
And do you have a sort of, you know, a list of pieces you're working on, or do you work on several at once, or one at a time, then move on?
Normally
to the next?
One at a time. I have a folder full of pictures. This island is so beautiful that where I just stop and take a picture and think, oh, that's got to be painted. So I have a folder full of pictures that waiting to be painted, and take it from there.
Brilliant. Well, listen, best of luck. They look absolutely glorious.
Thank you very much.
I think they'll all disappear, so you probably won't get them back.
And
another artist here. I'd like to introduce yourself, sir.
I'm Monty Beaumont.
Brilliant. A regular, a one-off, a first time, last time, been here 40 years, 30 years, 20 years?
This is my third exhibition.
Third?
Yeah, third.
And so how do you find...
I'm lucky. No.
How do you find it then? Because it is a strange thing, isn't it, like, as we were just seeing from Tammy, if you sort of, you know, start painting for your own amusement and then you're putting it out there and then, you know, people are going to go around and stand and look at it and make noises about it.
Oh, yeah, well, to be honest, I find it really hard to part with my work. I just love it. It's like the way I see art sometimes is you give yourself, you put so much of yourself into it that it's hard to let go of that. Because, you know, art comes from all sorts of places sometimes,
yeah, yeah.
Wherever your state of mind is, what's going on in your life. If you're a real artist, in my opinion, you portray whatever you do out on the canvas or the, like what I do with the light. It's part of me, so it's hard to let go sometimes.
And what drew you into art in the first place?
I've always been creative, but I didn't really start until 2020. And... it was in lockdown. I became a lockdown artist, and I've sort of grown from strength to strength. Started on sort of canvases, and now I've sort of, well, my stuff's around here.
Oh, let's take a look around the corner. So just go around the top of the gallery here.
Yeah, this is called Her Mother of Pearl. So this is a piece. I just made it. I don't know. It took 16 months to make.
And what's the material?
So it's wood, but plaster of Paris. And the sort of evanescent effect is actually spray. So it's supposed to look like a pearl, basically, but like a kind of very dramatic, well, floral type, I suppose.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's... What do you call it? Is it called... Would you call it a sculpture? Do you call it a painting or a 3D art?
I call it light art.
Light art.
Because by trade, I'm actually a sparky. So it comes in handy to do the electrics and things like that on these things. I know they're done properly, but... Yeah, it's almost 3D poppy kind of, not pop art, but popping out at you art.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
literally like 3D. I mean, I've got some stuff over there that's also abstract. But
okay.
This is also one of
mine. Oh, this one of yours as well? Oh, this is very different.
This is called Black Beauty. She lights up as well.
Oh my goodness.
That's, yeah.
Now, that's very striking. So again, it's the torso, it's a classic nude torso, all in black. And the material again on this one is?
So it's a combination of adhesives to build the textures, and it's a gloss, high gloss spray paint to just finish it off. But yeah, it's 230 volt LED backlit. So in behind there is a driver and the bits and bobs that brings the light out. It changes colours and stuff as well. So yeah, it's... yeah, interesting pieces. Different, bit different to what's on show.
It's one of those pieces, isn't it, which just stops and makes you think, oh, wow, you know, you've got to stop and look, and you're not going to walk past it. You're not going to walk past it anymore than you're going to walk past this one, which, again, I sort of instantly looked at this one and thought, sort of, I was instantly thinking of, like, sort of stained glass windows and sort of windows in churches and that sort of thing with the light coming through.
It's got that kind of gothic feel to it.
And
you could see it in a sort of like a church spire or something, you know. If it was a window, it would fit in sort of. I wouldn't say medieval. I'd say definitely gothic.
Yeah, definitely
that sort of style.
What is it that sort of you think? Yeah, this is a piece I want to work on.
It's probably I can't say where it comes from. It just comes out. It's just being creative, I guess. Just having that creative spark occasionally to just make something. I never think about what I'm going to make. I just go and it just comes out. It's all original. Never really put too much thought into it until I get to a piece like that or a piece like that. There's a lot of logistics involved in that. You've got to get the timings right with your glues, let things set, and if you mess around with them, things smudge, things mark. But then again, sometimes that's the beauty of art. little imperfections, they make a piece, yeah.
Wonderful pieces. Like I said, look out for you coming in there. Top right-hand corner, if you want to see the work here. As I say, you will not walk past the black nude in the corner, the classic body. It's a great piece, a real eye-grabbing piece. And then right next door, again, the piece on the wall, backlit again. Really lovely stuff. Come on and check it out. It's on out over Easter. It is going to be busy, so don't leave it too late if you're going to come down to the Easter Art Exhibition, one of those regular features of the Isle of Man early spring art scene.
There really is something for everyone there. It's amazing to think I might have been in single figures. I think I was when I first visited the Easter Art Exhibition with my parents many years ago. Still just as good, the work of some 98 artists on display this year. It's open to the general public 10 until 6 p.m. Friday, the 3rd, Good Friday of course, until Monday the 6th. The raffle for some wonderful artistic prizes will be drawn 5 p.m. on the Monday. You can see details on the event via the Isle of Man Art Society's Facebook page.
Spotlight, brought to you by the Isle of Man Arts Council.
Staying with our artistic theme, but heading to Ramsey to discover a link between art and bees.
Here we go then, we are up north at Milntown on a lovely sunny day. No ghosts around today, I'm happy to say, catch up with two fronts. We're talking art and we're talking bees and the combination between the two, which is a happy mix.
Hello, I'm Sharon Holloway. I'm the treasurer for Ramsey and District Beekeepers Association.
An important year coming up.
Really is, yeah. We're celebrating 100 years of the association. We're the longest running association on the island. There's now three associations, beekeepers. So we've got the Southern, the Western and Ramsey and District. And it's our 100 year celebration this year.
How important is it for, I know you often hear about the importance of bees, how important is it that we keep our bees on the island healthy?
Our bees on the island are especially important because we're one of the very, very few places in the whole world that is varroa free. So this is a nasty little mite that has caused a lot of issues with bees over the years. And we're very, very fortunate here to not have varroa on the island. So we are passionate about trying to keep our island varroa free. If you import any bees or used equipment, there's a £10,000 fine for bringing that on the island. So we're very passionate about keeping the island varroa free.
And how many people in the Ramsey Association?
We've got around 60 members, and we meet regularly at our community apiary. So we're the only association on the island that has our own community apiary.
And where is that?
That's up in Kerrigarrow. So the lovely family that own the farm up there have very kindly given us a whole field to ourselves, and we started up there last year. And we've been planting trees and hedges, and we've got about probably just over 12 hives. They're very productive up there. We've just got ourselves some shipping containers that we're going to be converting. So we always go up on a Sunday at 2 o'clock. Anybody's always welcome. We go up and have tea and a chat about what we should be doing that week, and then we go and check on the hives that we've got, the community hives, and we also use it for training purposes for new beekeepers. So it's a lovely way to come up and see if you think you might want to be a beekeeper, because a lot of people think, oh yes, that's lovely, let's be a beekeeper. And then you open up a hive and you hear this amazing noise and all the bees start coming out, and people might think, oh no, maybe it's not for me. But we love to have new people come up and show them what beekeeping's all about.
And can anyone be a beekeeper, do you think?
Yes, why not? Yes, of course, yeah. Old, young, One of our youngest members is in the teens. Ramsey and Grammar School have their own hives that they come and learn through us, so that was great. Yeah, we've got all sorts of members. You don't have to keep them in your own garden if you don't want to. Generally, there's places around the island that are happy to take your bees and let you put them on their fields. But we've got ours. Most of our beekeepers have got them in their own gardens because we're quite lucky here to have the room to do that. So, yes.
What drew you into beekeeping?
Just something I've always fancied doing. So when we moved to the island, we were lucky enough to have a lovely big garden. We're back into Sky Hill, and we've got our bee hives. We've only got three, so we're not big on it. Big hive, lots of hives. You can have up to 12 hives before you're considered to be a commercial. But yes, we've got them on the top of our garden, and it's just a lovely thing to do. And you become quite passionate and quite protective of your bees as well. You know, inevitably you squash the odd one or two when you're looking in your hives and you feel terrible about it. But it's a lovely hobby, yeah.
And so what sort of yield would you get on an average year, honey-wise, from three hives?
Well, per hive you would get... you get two yields, so you get the spring flow and the autumn flow. And if you're lucky, you can get up to 60 jars of honey from one hive. On a not such good year, about 30 jars. Yeah, but you know, a good year, you'd hope to get 60 jars per flow. So, yeah.
Wonderful. And presumably every hive, or depending on where they are, that only tastes different.
Everyone tastes different. Even when you're just down the road from your neighbours, your honey will taste completely different. Ramsey and District, we're always at the farmers market on Saturday mornings, and we generally have at least three beekeepers there selling their honeys, and you can come and try each one, and you'll be amazed at how different they are. And you'll have your favourites, because they are very different, so yeah.
So tell us about this link-up then with reference to the art for the centenary.
Well, this is a lovely a collaboration between us and the Art Association. They very kindly said that they will do some artwork for us that we can put around town like they did for Thomas the Cat last year. So this is going to help us raise our profile in Ramsey and anyone that's visiting Ramsey. So there'll be artwork all around the town, and the children will be able to go and do a little artwork trail and get a little prize at the end of it. And then when that's finished, we're going to take the artwork and also do a calendar for next year. So all the money we raise from that will go towards a community apiary. So we are wanting to convert one of our trailers into a tea room, and the other one is going to be for training and honey spinning. So we've got a lot of kit already, but it's always nice to have more, and also we've been paying for a lot of trees and hedging and stuff like that, so there's always things to buy, but all the money will go towards a community apiary.
I'm Tom Field, currently I'm chairman of the Man in Art group. I've been for a couple of years now. But this whole thing has come out because last year we celebrated 75 years. I was terribly impressed by the fact that we had managed 75 years. To find another group that's got 100 years in, I'm really quite cross about that. Quite cross. Because I thought we were we were unique in our antiquity. But there we are.
It's got to be something in the air up north.
There has to be something, isn't there? Yeah, yeah. So as long as we stay nice and fit. So last year we organised it was Wendy, wasn't it, organised our art trail around the shops, and we did pictures of Thomas the Cat, the town cat, in different forms according to different artists. And so, you know, we had Pearl Earring, wasn't he? They were wonderful. And of course, we made a calendar out of that as well, which we sold for Christmas. And then some of the money went towards the pier, and some went towards Thomas's upkeep. And he wanders in and out of the shops. He's a wonderful little cat. Yeah, he goes to sleep on a counter somewhere. He's not particular. He'll sleep on any counter quite happily.
Quite right, too.
Yeah, and then Northern Chamber of Commerce got in touch with us at Christmas. Could we do something with snowmen? So we did snowmen pictures all around for people to go and chase. And I thought, that's as many town trails we need to make. And then the bees have got in touch. So there we are. We're going to do bees too. So who knows what's going to turn up next? You know, I mean, what organisation's 125 years old? That should be really cross then.
I was going to say, you could keep this going forever, couldn't you? Plenty of interest from the artists on the bees then?
Well, we've got 28 people who have volunteered to do it, and we have a membership of around 60, I think, haven't we? Yeah. Around 60. So, you know, and of course these are the people that turn up on the Monday. Not everybody comes to the Monday sessions. Mm-hmm. So the people that are taking part in this are mostly the people that come on the Monday sessions. And they're happy to have a go at doing some nice whimsical pictures of bees for children to discover.
Brilliant. So the bee trail is going to be happening when about?
I think, are we talking after May? I'm not sure when that's happening.
Yeah, I think between May and June, mm-hmm. So we haven't finalised that yet, because we go to the Royal Show as well, and we did a bee trail at the Royal Show, but that's slightly different, but... it's to be confirmed, but yeah, I think May and June, so yeah.
Okay, so that's when we need to look out. Bees up north, May and June, and then the idea, as you said, is to take the art from those and then create a calendar for 2027.
They will be put into a calendar for 2027, and I'm afraid ours are all sold out now, so there's nothing left of the Thomas the Cat ones. So look out for a bee calendar in December, or November, or sooner.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, it's a really good idea. And just if anyone is interested, well, actually, we'll go either way. I'll start with you, Tom. If anyone's interested in getting involved with the art, who's the best person to speak to?
Well, anybody who's a member of the of Man in Art group, certainly me or AD, or we have a Facebook page which anybody can look at. And each week they can see what we do, because each week, whatever we've produced on the Monday morning gets photographed and puts on Facebook page, some of which they're not finished, you know, they're unfinished pictures or finished.
Work in progress.
Work in progress, and they can see what sort of, and the sort of standards we work to, because not everybody is a very highly accomplished artist. Some of us are beginners, and some of us have got a little bit further, you know, and some are quite well-known artists who regularly sell. And do commissioned work. So it's a very big mix of people. But the nice thing about the Man in Art group, it has changed Monday mornings. Suddenly Monday mornings are wonderful. And everybody's so helpful. You go along and with your bit of paper and your paints, and you don't know what to do, but there's always somebody who'll come along and say, well, this is how you start, and this is the sort of thing, and Ronnie just says, you know, don't stop fiddling and make coffee. So, you know, there's always an escape. If it's not going well, you can always go and make coffee. But it's a very happy group, and it's always a lovely atmosphere every Monday morning when we get together.
And so, as you say, even if someone is thinking, well, I've never really dabbled that much in art, they can come along and have a try. You don't have to be a skilled artist to join.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I would say if you're thinking about it and would like to paint or draw or whatever, come along and try. And don't be frightened, because, you know, we all have to start somewhere.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And what about the bees? If someone fancies having a go at beekeeping, you know, it's I know a lot of people who say, yeah, I've always fancied keeping bees. Can people come out and find out more?
Yes, of course. So every Sunday, 2 o'clock, at our community apiary in Kerrigarrow. You're always very welcome. We serve very nice tea and a piece of cake.
With honey?
With honey, yes. We have plenty of bee suits and can supply you with that, so you don't need to worry about getting stung. Although it does happen from time to time.
I take it it's sort of an occupational hazard.
It is, unfortunately, yes. But if you want to contact us, we've got a Facebook page. So that's Ramsey and District Beekeepers Association. Or you can email us on iomnorthernbees@gmail.com, and we can give you directions where to find us at 2 o'clock on Sundays.
Marvellous. Well, listen, best of luck with the art, best of luck with the trail, and best of luck with the bees for this year.
Thank you very much.
Look out for that bee art around Ramsey in the coming weeks, May time or thereabouts. I'm sure you'll see the details on the Man in Art Facebook page of exactly when. It might feature one or more bees. Always a tricky decision. Two bees or not two bees? That is the question. And I suppose beekeeping itself could be seen as an art, I dare say. Just wonderful to meet up with both groups. As always, true community spirit there. Don't forget, by the way, the wonderful festival Celtic Music and Dance, Shenacus Dew, gets underway tomorrow. That's the 2nd of April through until the 5th, I think. Last festival in its current form, I understand. Do try and support it. You'll find details at shenacusdew.com website. That's S-H-E-N-N-A-G-H-Y-S-J-I-U. If you're wondering, I think you can spell com. That's about it for now. More from Bard Bradley next week, and we hear from the very successful One Act Festival at the Erin Arts Centre this year. See you then. In the meantime, be good, whatever you're doing. Be creative. Cheerio.